It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
We've all got a fantasy, what we're going to do if we feel we're wrong.
Okay.
Put in a physical situation.
Take care of business.
Right? Someone who just made a mistake. But in that fantasy... the person you're facing off with, they're around your age probably.
Yeah.
And they're standing in front of you, ready to fight, fair and logical. And because of that, you dispatch them with extreme prejudice and no one questions your motives or actions. But that's not how life works 99% of the time.
Okay.
Because if you were in this situation, everything we're about to learn makes the issue more complicated.
Oh.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. We will jump right into it. The story comes to us from Waterloo. A 61-year-old man was arrested after a late-night incident. Tommy, authorities say they were called just after 9 p.m. for reports of a broken window.
Oh.
Police say the 61-year-old got into it with his neighbor for whatever reason. We don't know why.
At night.
Yep. And because of that, the neighbor, the 61-year-old, threw an object out of his window that smashed the window of the neighbor's vehicle.
Wait, so it went through a window and hit another window.
He threw it out of his own window
and it went into it, and then it hit a...
Smashed the neighbor's car window.
Okay.
Now, we don't know why this happened. We don't know what, if anything, preceded the window smashing. Yeah. We do know the 61-year-old was arrested, charged with criminal misconduct. They have a court date coming up. So in most men's heads, if someone were to break their car window on purpose, they're going to handle that situation.
Okay.
They're going to say something clever to get him out of the car. Something like, hey, let's see if your jaw smashes as easy as that window did.
All right, pretty badass, right?
Yeah.
And then the person who smashed your window, they're going to get out.
Yeah.
And they're going to be in your same weight
class. Pokey in the chest.
Yeah.
What do you think you're talking to?
And they're going to be as tall as you, and they're going to weigh the same as you, and you're going to get into a fight, right? But that guy who threw that thing, he's not going to hit you. He's not going to be able to make contact because you're going to block it. And you're gonna slip.
Oh,
you're gonna hit him with a massive right hand, and they're
gonna kick to the face.
Yeah. And they're gonna go flying off their feet into their car. Their windshield's gonna smash, and then you're gonna say something else clever like, "Hope you got glass coverage."
And they're just gonna kind of like sit there, like, "Oh no, I just got my ass kicked.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna get back up again."
You got, and your wife's gonna come out, and she's gonna like jump into your arms. And she's gonna whisper like, "You want a knob later? That was great." Wow. She's got a dude voice.
You know, I heard what she whispers.
Well, no, but she's your ear you're listening to. Pretty sweet, right?
Pretty good deal, man, getting a knob out of that.
All right, so this story illustrates that these scenarios you have in your head never go the way you thought.
No?
And right off the bat, I want to say, you know, as we always say, never use violence in these situations.
Yeah.
It only makes things worse.
Mm-hmm.
But there are men who think they've been waiting for a moment like this.
Oh, yeah.
We don't know the age of the victim of the smashing, but anyone under the age of 45 would look like a monster getting physical with a 61-year-old.
Yeah.
Is that fair?
Yeah. Elder abuse.
Yeah. I would also argue you don't want to tussle with a man that is so crazy he is going to allegedly intentionally smash a neighbor's car window.
Mm-hmm.
Right? On top of that, the man who allegedly did this lives next door to you.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you are neighbors.
You're going to have to see him again.
Yeah.
Probably,
even if you get in a physical
headlight.
Fight. Right,
yeah.
Right,
yeah.
Right. I would argue that 80s movies ruined men forever.
Well, I mean, it was that whole genre, ass kicking.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, there was a solid 7 years where every male movie involved just dudes kicking each other's ass.
Oh, yeah.
Like, let's use Roadhouse, for example.
Mm-hmm.
There are multiple people that worked with the two big guys, the bad guys, to kill Patrick Swayze.
Mm-hmm.
Right? You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, they had a whole team of people.
Yeah, they worked for Ben Gazzara.
Right? And in the end of that movie, they're still just living in that town.
Yeah.
Like, right? Nothing ever happened.
You're not a little worried about that?
Running into him again?
Yeah, right? Like, maybe you got to sit down over a cup of coffee and hash out the whole, you ripped my buddy's throat out by a lake. Like, that's a thing that happened. Like, these guys were friends with a guy, and Patrick Swayze ripped his throat out by a lake. And then 6 months later, you just see him at the town carnival and nothing happens.
I know. But it's Hollywood.
Well, but here's the thing. It's not, though, because I watch you on a daily basis use 80s Hollywood movies as a guide to how you think life should be lived.
Like, way too much karate for Hollywood in one decade.
Yes, which also led
Kimmy... Well, you could blame Bruce Lee for kicking that off and Billy Jack.
Sure, and then we come to Chuck Norris, but even Patrick Swayze's using karate. Jean-Claude Van Damme, he's in the Kumite, kicking guys in the chest, in the face.
I would say that carried over into our childhood, too. A lot of Karate Kids movies.
Agreed.
You had the Ninja Turtles, for God's sake.
Ninja Turtles were great. I almost bought a pair of sneakers the other day because they reminded me of Leonardo from the Ninja Turtles. But that also led to the belief that all men can do karate.
Yeah.
Like every
without any training.
Every guy between the ages of 35 and 70 believes right now they could do karate. Like if they had to, they have karate moves they could go to.
And especially the guys that call it karate.
Karate?
Yeah. I do karate.
Let me show you a kata. Ha. Those 80s action movies that solved disagreements with hand-to-hand combat way oversold the amount of roundhouse kicks there would be and way undersold how much law enforcement paperwork that would have to be filled.
How about all the group fights where everybody's coming at you one by one, you know?
Yeah.
Like if they're, you can take on multiple people at once. It's not even just a one-on-one battle.
No, but my favorite part of that is like when there was a group fight in all of those 80s movies, they were polite enough to go at you one at a time.
Yes, everybody waited their turn.
Yeah. All right. When he gets his ass kicked, I'm going in there and I'm going to change. Oh, no.
It was the deli counter of like fist fights.
Like, okay, you bring up another good point. Mm. Like in those group fights, right, in those action movies in the 80s.
You could roundhouse kick like three people at once.
But like past that, past the absurdity of that, after the third guy goes in there and gets his ass kicked, the fourth guy isn't like, hey, you know what? Maybe we should stop this.
Well, the fourth guy had nunchucks.
Okay. But then there's a fifth guy.
And he's always got a pool cue.
Yeah.
Every guy has a different weapon after the first couple get their ass kicked.
That's a good point. Yeah. Why wouldn't you send the guy with the weapon first?
I don't know. Great question.
Right, like, is it like a courtesy thing? Like, we're going to give you three hand-to-hand combats before the ninja stars come out? And, like, you're laughing at this, but again, we will talk about legitimate crime stories, law stories, and you will cite, without saying it out loud, multiple 80s movies as to why things should be the way they are.
Well, my generation was a little different because my generation was more like Dirty Harry.
Okay.
Where, you know, Dirty Harry, he didn't fight anybody. He just shot people. Like he'd walk into a situation, there'd be five guys robbing a diner, and he'd come in, and he'd have four clever things to say, and then just start blowing people away. Like you never saw him punch anybody. He just had a .44 Magnum, and even like he would just shoot cars as they were coming at him, and then kill everybody in the car.
My favorites are the movies where they shot the car engine and the car exploded for some reason.
Yeah. Well, you got to hit that sweet spot.
Right.
But like it's a handgun.
Right in a four barrel.
You blew up a car with a handgun.
And then there was Death Wish, right, where he would bait him, have the line, and then shoot him. Like Charles Bronson never punched anybody.
Yeah, there was a lot of guys just blowing people away.
Yeah.
252 WCMF. We're talking about the story that happened at Waterloo. 61-year-old man was arrested after a 9 p.m. incident where police say he broke his neighbor's window after an argument, car window, by throwing something out his own car window. And, you know, this is a scenario that all guys kind of dream of having, right? Mm-hmm. This happens. I'm going to get this guy out of the car. We're going to get physical. I'm going to be obviously in the right. Everyone's going to think I'm a hero. And that's not the case because it gets complicated with a 61-year-old man. He's your neighbor. And it's all because of 80s movies. 70s and 80s movies ruin this for men.
But it should be over before it even starts because once you stumble over that line that you had in your head, you know, like, hey, you ugly guy, cut it out. Like, then it should be over. Like, oh, well, I didn't nail it, so I'm done now.
And that's going to happen.
Well, that's why you got to practice.
Well, but no, even if you practice, the adrenaline dump in that moment,
right,
you're not going to be able
to
deliver that
cool
line. And the other thing, you bring up another great point,
you're already
Kimmy
embarrassed before you even started.
Like, this is probably a one-on-one man situation, right? So even if you nail that line, nobody hears it. Nobody's going to hear your clever quip.
Oh, that would suck.
But who's going to be there?
Do you think he's going to back down?
This isn't Rocky V where he's in the alleyway with Tommy the Machine Gun and there's 100 people watching this fight. Nobody's stopping it, by the way. Not one person's like, hey, Rocky, you can't see straight. That's why you can't fight anymore. You're having Vietnam-style flashbacks to fighting Drago. Maybe sit this one out.
Right.
What is wrong with your generation?
I don't know. There's so many good lines.
No, but
look, you're not going to have one ready to go in the moment. It's just never going to happen.
I got 10. I've already had 10 lines right now.
Give me one.
I'm going to fold you in half like a fourth grade love letter.
That sounds borderline homoerotic.
Well, you're about to find out. I'm more on the erotic than the homo.
No, don't get me wrong. I love 80s, 70s, 80s, and 90s action movies, right? For the entertainment value of this, the silliness of it, they're brilliant. There is a difference between the movies are great and don't do this in real life.
Do not try this at home.
And like, it continues to blow my mind.
Yeah.
How grown-ass men with families, they have good jobs, they are not dumb people, for some reason cannot get through their heads that is not real life. That is, you are not going to rip out a guy's throat and show it to him on the side of a lake at midnight under a full moon.
But you practiced all those moves in the mirror, Pat.
But you're a grown man. You're a grown man.
Mm.
You're also underestimating, even if you kick that guy's ass, how much it's going to hurt.
Yes! If you've ever punched someone with a bare hand, ah!
It's going to sting.
You're going to break your hand. You're going to break your hand.
It's going to hurt.
And like, even if you kick the guy's ass, there is no fight in which you get out without being
hit. Injury.
Yes.
A little sore.
So like, what?
Let's pull a muscle.
Yeah, you kick the guy's ass, you're going to go
tear
in your house.
Something.
Oh, my bicep hurts. That's a 9-month recovery.
Yeah, you
got to
put those frozen peas in your hand.
And that's best case scenario. Yeah. Is there any way in this story, the 61-year-old neighbor smashing, window smashing, that you can let this go because it's your neighbor?
But after it all went down?
Why? Let's
he already smashed the window?
The window has been smashed.
Make peace?
There does have to be a moment where you are surprised that that happened.
Yeah.
Where everything stops for a second, even if there's yelling, like, oh my God, he just smashed my window.
Yeah.
Like, the smart thing to do may be to wait until the next day, allow cooler heads to prevail, and give them a chance to pay for it out of pocket? Is that a bad idea?
Okay, but that's,
No?
Yeah, I mean, you're right. I mean, pump the brakes always works.
But doesn't letting that sit for 24 hours also build up in your head, too?
It could do that. It kind of ebbs and flows, right?
Okay. Yeah, all right.
Then you start getting angry.
No, you're right. There's two ways this could go. Either A, the neighbor realizes they way overreacted.
Yeah.
They appreciate the chance to make it better. That cools the scene.
Mm.
Or the other, the one you brought up, you get angrier, it makes it worse. I guess there's a third scenario where the neighbor thinks they can get away with stuff like this because you won't be calling the cops, and that makes things actually get worse.
Okay. I mean, sometimes you just do a standoff where you just don't talk to each other. It happened in my old neighborhood.
Okay.
And what was sad was, like, their kids played with each other, and then the kids, you know, couldn't play with each other anymore.
Yeah.
Sure. So I felt bad for the little ones, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. But again, like, the thing that is always the most mind-blowing about these stories, like, you get in a fight with a neighbor, and the cops get involved, and the next day, they're your neighbors again, to that point.
They haven't moved.
So you just ignore each other?
That's what happened.
That's the best case.
And it's hard
scenario.
when your houses face each other, literally, like, you can see each other leaving, like, across the street. Ooh. That's the worst.
Yeah.
Sure. We got Facebook messages coming in. You can get us at the Break Room Facebook page or the WCMF Facebook page. This comes in from Dan. Dan says, Patrick Swayze's a pansy. I go Steven Seagal or I go nobody. Okay, first of all, watch your mouth.
Is he debating the acting physical strength of these two people?
Swayze versus Seagal.
Yeah. By the way, Seagal's like fat.
And he's always been fat.
Yeah, he was never a slim guy.
He also made up everything he ever did. And he's also best friends with Vladimir Putin.
Really? So I thought he lives in Moscow.
He lives in Russia. Yeah. He's like a mouthpiece for the Russian government. That's a real thing. So let's pump the brakes on the Steven Seagal love. But more importantly, not only was Patrick Swayze a physical specimen, he could fight, he could act, he could dance, he could sing.
Mm-hmm.
He's a quadruple threat.
Okay. Like him that much, do you?
Well, bro, I did hear She's Like the Wind on the radio the other day, and I forgot how good a song that is.
Is that his song?
Can you pull that up on YouTube real quick?
I didn't know he sang.
Yeah, that's his song. You don't remember that? Yeah. That was a huge hit.
I don't remember him being a singer.
Patrick Swayze.
I remember as an actor and a dancer.
Yeah, that's his song, man.
I did not know that.
Okay, I understand it's not a deep cut, but it's a song that isn't played on a regular basis.
I'm guessing we don't do much Patrick Swayze.
I didn't mean us. I meant in general on the radio. Give me a thumbs up when you got the song.
Wasn't like his first thing.
No, I don't know. I don't know, because it sounds like he may have come from like a musical background.
He's from Texas.
Yeah, I think like his parents might have been like theater actors or dancers or
in
something
Texas.
Like that. Yeah, I think so.
Back in the 60s.
I think so.
You better dance.
Here, just start it now because it's a while before the words start, I think. Oh, here we go. This is Patrick Swayze. Feel a breath in my face.
Well, I can't hear it if you sing.
Nobody close to me.
This is him.
Yeah, you didn't know that? No. I can't look in her eyes. It's a great song.
It's terrible.
She's out of my league. Just a fool to believe I am anything she needs.
You're going
to
be stuck in your head all day.
Yeah, it is.
No.
She's like the wind. Oh, there's. Oh, it's not the saxophone. Here it is. Great sax.
He plays the sax, too?
Yeah, he's blowing the sax.
Wow. Right, he's good.
Yeah. This is. Tell me this isn't a great song.
That's not my thing, man.
Okay, it doesn't have to
and
be your thing.
And now Patrick Swayze here really kind of ruins it.
Why? Oh, wait,
what are you talking about?
I don't know.
Why'd you turn it down? I was enjoying. She's like. You don't feel the pain in his voice?
No. It sounds
he's
like.
He's a young old man. Hold on. With only a dream.
It sounds like somebody.
You can pull it down.
It sounds like something somebody made on a computer.
What? Like AI?
Well, yeah. Like even like the band sounds fake.
That's a great song.
Maybe it was because you were singing.
I can't believe you've never heard it,
maybe
or you just didn't know it was him.
That was a huge hit.
It's like one of those songs. Like a lot of music just sounded like that back then.
No, there are a couple of like major movie stars that had one hit and then never did a song again. Like John Travolta had a hit. Can you pull up John Travolta's hit real quick? I'm not.
I mean, Eddie Murphy had one.
Well, that was a great song too. Party All the Time. That's a legitimately good song.
That is not a terrible song when you hear it now.
I love
Rick James wasted an awesome tune on Eddie Murphy.
I love that song. I will defend that song until the day that I die.
It's terrible.
That is find the John Travolta hit because he sang in so much.
Okay, can you give me then Eddie Murphy Party All the Time so we can prove
it is?
Shut up.
Have you heard it?
Yes. Yeah, we played it. We've played it before.
Yeah?
It's
yeah.
a great song.
Oh, God. It's so overprocessed.
No, overprocessed? What are you? What are you? You going to play the banjo? I like things that come from the tree. Shut up, overprocessed. Go ahead, Kimmy. Give me Party All the Time.
Hold on.
All right. Thank you. Take your time. I'm sorry. Can we listen to Patrick Swayze while we're waiting for Eddie Murphy? We got it? Girl wants to party all the time. Party
it
all
is
the
terrible.
Time. This is a great
is a good
song.
I got to agree.
How does this not get you?
It's awful.
Party all the time.
If Rick James did that tune, it would have been awesome.
So for those who don't know, Rick James, he recorded that in Buffalo, first
of all. Yeah, at his house.
Yes, Rick James wrote and produced that song, and the music video is hilarious, because the whole music video is Eddie Murphy in a studio, and Rick James in the background, like, grooving. Like,
yeah.
Yeah, with like five women around him. That's a great song. How dare you, one, besmirch the great name of Patrick Swayze.
I mean, much of that 80s music was horrible.
Shut up.
And it never held up.
Shut up. That song holds up.
Really?
She's like the wind holds
you don't
up.
Hear it. You hear it when we're doing these joke bits. Yeah, I said it.
You're an
a-hole. I'm a what? I'm an a-hole?
I said it.
Let's take a break.
No.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free, so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
We know nostalgia is very powerful.
Oh, yeah.
And it turns out we are willing to pay big money for it. But as nice as this would sound, there are some things that are maybe better left in the past.
Okay.
Patrick Swayze's music career and Eddie Murphy's hit Party All the Time. Not two of those things. But
yeah.
When you get back to the thing you lost all those years ago, rarely, rarely is it as good as you remember.
Yeah.
You're hanging out in the Breaker. Brought just Classic Rock, 96.5. WCMF will jump right into it. A new study says that 2 out of 3 Americans would pay extra for a product that came from their childhood.
Oh.
So, for example, like, you know, you could have this drink over here, but this nostalgic one that doesn't exist anymore, I am happy to pay more for that to have that back in my life.
Oh, just for the experience. Okay.
Yep. So, most of the folks polled used food as examples. Mm. And the most common responses, what they would pay extra to have back in their life, Surge soda, that was more like 90s. Crystal Pepsi.
Ugh.
People want that back.
All right.
Banana Nesquik. I've never had that.
That sounds disgusting.
Do not remember
it. It is weird. We're getting a lot of banana talk.
Yeah.
And Rochester's own Jolt Cola.
Yeah, Jolt Cola was big when I first came here. But that had like triple the caffeine.
It's fun. Remember how bad that, like supposedly bad that was? Mm. And now you look at what energy drinks are, and you're getting like 5,000% of your daily B12. So on average, folks that said they would pay more said they were willing to pay up to 32% more for something they had when they were a kid as opposed to something that
So they don't make any of this stuff anymore?
So some of them are having like comebacks.
Okay.
Or there's something similar but not quite the same.
Exactly. And even more insane in this poll, about half of the people polled, who were grown-ass adults, by the way, said they would completely abandon the product they use now, the replacement product.
Oh, go back to it?
Yep, to go back to their childhood love.
Well, so it's not just a one-time, I want to try this again thing. This is a, I would incorporate it into my daily rotation.
Well, so I'm thinking, like, what would a rum and Jolt Cola do to you?
Well, I mean,
that's like speedballing, man. It would kill Belushi.
I don't know, man. Like, is that worse than a Red Bull vodka?
Right, maybe not. Got to be delicious if you like rum and Coke.
I don't know. Those Joe Colas never tasted good.
No, but you put the rum in it,
I got it.
On the rocks with a little lime, it might kick your ass.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. Is there something from your past that immediately pops in your head that you would be willing to pay more for if you could get it today? 252-WCMF, 252-9263. And I see you have a blank look on your face.
I don't know if they make these anymore.
Okay.
I knew for a while they went away. Like the original Twinkies.
Okay.
They, you know, in the cellophane wrapper with the cream in the middle.
That was banana flavored, by the way.
It was?
The original ones were banana flavored.
Ugh. But maybe I don't want them.
But are you sure? You just said you liked them.
No, it's like lemon cake.
Lemming. Is lemon, like it was made out of lemmings, like the actual animals?
Yeah, lemmings. It's weird. They killed them. Yeah. They slaughtered them.
Is that why?
That's why there's none in the Midwest anymore. I don't know. Maybe I never got into any of that stuff.
You amaze me.
You amaze me.
No, you really do. Like, for a guy that always talks about how great life was back when he was a kid or everything was wonderful, you have nothing that you want to bring back. Like, you leave it in the past and then tell me what I missed. Stupidest thing.
Well, I wasn't a big snack guy.
But it doesn't have to be food. I'm talking anything, man. We're talking clothes. We're talking items you use on a daily basis. I mean, food was one.
Oh, there's one. I would wear it, but y'all would laugh at me.
What's that?
I love Old Spice. I love the smell of Old Spice. The original white bottle.
You
where
just like to huff it.
But I would. But if I wore it today, I don't even know if they make the original anymore. And who was buying it?
Does Old Spice smell different now than
did it
40 years ago?
No, I'm talking about the original.
Oh.
I don't know
but
what that
did
is.
But the original scent, it's different now.
Oh, it's old. Oh. It may be because it's old, man. But I love that smell.
Kimmy, is there one thing that pops in your head you would pay extra
for?
Well,
I was just thinking of beverages just because those were the main ones that popped up. But and they may still have these. I guess I've never looked for them in a long time. Do you remember? I think they were called like, they were like the Kool-Aid.
They squeezed like
them? The squeezy things.
Yep.
Yeah. And they were like in plastic. So who knows what we were ingesting.
Terrible.
But yeah, they came in like these packs. And I think it's more about the packaging for me than the actual Kool-Aid drink. Because I think you make Kool-Aid. But for whatever reason, it just tasted different in those like wild things.
Were they called like Kool-Aid coolers or
Kool-Aid
what the hell
crushers?
Were they?
I can't remember what they were called. I can picture
these?
Them.
Do you remember these?
No.
So they were
so disgusting.
The bottles were made out of these squeezable plastic, right?
Yeah.
And what was terrible about these, God who knows how much sugar was in there, you would drink them immediately because you could squeeze.
It was small.
Like it was like, but it was like 10 ounces. It wasn't an insignificant amount, but you would just like, all in your mouth. And then like it had a twist off plastic top that everyone would chew on. So you're right. That's why we all have microplastics in our balls. Yeah.
But there was like so many weird like instant drinks when I was a kid. There was an old man one, and some people may remember it was called Postum, and it was weird.
I think I read about this on the Oregon Trail.
I'm telling you, man, this was like the old, and it came in a tin.
Okay.
To your point, it looked like something like Lewis and Clark would have packed on a mule, And I can remember, like, even when I cut meat and stuff, like, these old guys, they would get this Postum, and they would put it in hot water. And it wasn't coffee, and it wasn't chocolate milk. I don't know what. It could have been sawdust. It could have been mud. But people drank it. It was disgusting. But I know a lot of old guys love that stuff.
Oh, we got Instagram messages coming in. Duffy, NWCMF, easiest way to get us. Danny writes, he wants Sobe. Do you guys remember Sobe?
Yep.
The bottles?
Yep.
You remember these? You remember these.
It had
they were
like a lizard on it or something?
Maybe. The lizard? He says, I would pay $6 per bottle.
And they don't make it anymore?
No. I drank these. I drank three of these a day. Sobe Energy. It was like a pineapple kind
God,
of flavor.
Sugar's got to be off the charts.
And, bro, like it was like an original energy drink. I remember like my brain just being like, bzzz.
Yeah, well, that's kind of what Jolt Cola was, right? I mean, you got that caffeine buzz.
Oh, I wasn't allowed to have Jolt Cola because my mother saw like a story on 60 Minutes one time.
Plus, it was always $2 a liter, too. She wasn't spending that.
I remember after like a baseball practice, we had to give a kid a ride home. We stopped at Wegmans. Yeah. And Adam Van Cowenberg. She let him get Jolt Cola because his mom let him have it, but I wasn't allowed to get
so,
it.
But that's in your car.
Yeah, so he's drinking the Jolt Cola. I've never had Jolt Cola in my life because my mom wouldn't let me have it. 252 WCMF again, talking about this new study. 2 in 3 Americans say they would pay extra to have their favorite childhood products back in stores. If it showed up, they would pay, on average, 32% more for something they had when they were a kid as opposed to the modern-day replacement. And even more amazing, half of the people polled said they would completely abandon what they use now in favor of what was from back in the day. So here's where it gets really funny.
What's that?
In this poll, as we told you, folks said they were most interested in bringing back old foods.
Mm.
And that's not surprising. But after that, clothing brands were the most prominent. Over 4 in 10 adults say there are clothing brands they loved they would want to wear
like again. The old school designers like Jordache?
Okay, so for you, it would be something like that.
Right.
Well, like Kimmy, we're starting to see, like millennials are starting to see those trends come back around.
Yeah.
Like 16 and 17-year-old kids are wearing JNCO jeans again.
But that's a high-waisted jeans.
No, JNCO jeans are the flappy
big old
jeans.
Baggy ones.
Geez, those are the
jeans.
That's the ugliest goddamn pant.
Well, get ready, because they're back.
They've been back. Yeah. I get direct messages on Instagram all the time because we talk about JNCO jeans probably once a month. Mm. Kimmy, one of the most popular clothing responses for women, what you would pay extra for? Apple bottom jeans.
I remember the song, obviously, but I don't remember a lot of people actually having the jeans.
What do they look like?
So they were cut low. They made your ass look bubbly.
And that kind of came out later for us. I mean, we weren't like teenagers, or we weren't like in school.
You know, I'm a little bit older.
Are these talking about the low rise jeans?
I remember kids having those. I was an adult when that came out.
I remember apple bottom jeans.
Hmm.
Remember, you didn't have those in high school. I remember a girl. I remember the day I saw my first pair.
Like
so what? It makes your ass look tight.
It made you look like an apple. Yeah.
Oh, all right.
Apple bottom.
Well, that's not the worst thing.
How many 35 to 40 year old women do you think could pull off apple bottom jeans right now?
I don't know. Maybe it makes
10 out of the whole world.
10
of the
whole world.
I know that 10%.
I would
10
say
people.
A good pair of jeans floats all butts.
Okay, put that in the group gap.
Someone's going to run for president on that.
Yeah.
Oh, we're getting a lot of Fruitopia. Nikki writes us Fruitopia.
What was Fruitopia?
It was like it was sold as like a healthier alternative to soda, but it was 1,000 times worse. Like I remember when they made the switch, like it was soda machines in schools, and then all of a sudden the Fruitopia machine would show up, and like our parents were like, "Go get a Fruitopia,"
juice.
And it was like 7 times the amount of sugar you should have in one day.
What were those roll-ups? Those fruit roll-up things?
Oh
like
yeah,
cellophane
fruit by the foot.
Yeah,
that stuff looked gross.
Oh, I love.
What was that made out of?
I think it's still around.
Fruit. Obviously.
No, how did you get it into like...
because if you rolled it all up, you could chew on it for like 10 minutes.
Yeah. It was like a cow heaven cut. Yeah.
So there was a candy when I was a kid that people loved, and it was called Chunky.
Oh, yeah.
So a Chunky was just a big block of chocolate that you bought, and sometimes it had nuts in it, you get a plane.
Okay.
But it was just a brick of chocolate. I didn't even know how you ate it, but people loved it. But that went away. I would try a Chunky again.
The big old hunk of chocolate.
I like milk chocolate. I mean, it's a brick of milk chocolate.
All right, Kimmy.
Yeah.
I have exciting news for you.
What's that?
Rick writes, they were called Kool-Aid Cool Bursts.
I thought Kool-Aid Squeeze-Its.
Squeeze-Its. That's what it was. Yes, Squeeze-Its. Yeah. No, you're wrong, John. They don't sell them. Do
Unless
they still sell them?
There's a different version of them.
Do they still sell them, Kimmy?
I'm not seeing like Squeeze-Its. I'm seeing Kool-Aid Bursts, which looks similar, but I don't know if this is the same thing.
Okay. I'm surprised there isn't more cereal on there that's gone away.
Oh, yeah. You know what? That's a great point. There's not a single cereal.
Because there's some cereals, like from my day, that don't even exist anymore, I don't think.
Yeah. No, I'm with you. Same with us. I mean, cereals burn quick and they go away.
I guess. But yeah, you got... But most kids had their favorite cereal right?
Yeah,
you did.
Right? Oh yeah,
100%.
Oh, I love Cookie Crisp.
Is that still out there?
I loved Cookie Crisp. It would always cut the roof of your mouth, but I didn't care. Michael writes us on Instagram, Duffy and WCMF, easiest way to get us. He says, I will eat Warheads until my tongue burns. If you're an adult.
Yeah, those weren't good. You just liked it as a kid because you got to show off.
Those atomic bomb ball things, too.
No, they were. Yeah, like the hot red ones.
Yeah.
Look, Kimmy's right. Like,
those were painful, man.
Yes. I remember kids burning holes in the roof of their mouth.
Yeah.
Like there was an
indent. It's hot cinnamon.
But the Warheads weren't even, it was worse than hot cinnamon.
And it always showed the picture was a kid's head blowing off.
Yeah.
Like it killed the kid on the wrapper, man. The kid has permanent brain damage.
Well, there was always the one kid on the bus that was like, I could do 10 of them at once.
Yep, and that kid, he got medicine at lunchtime. He was one of the first kids you met whose parents got divorced. You know what I mean? Like they always dropped him off at that like apartment complex at the edge of town. You were saying, I'm sorry.
No, it's fine.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. Again, talking about this study, 2 in 3 American adults say they would pay extra to have their favorite childhood products back in stores. Most of the people polled used food as an example. Going down the list, Surge Soda, Crystal Pepsi, Banana Nesquik, and Rochester's own Joe Cola. But for the ladies, Apple Bottom Jeans showed up too.
Uh-oh.
Pete's on CMF. Hey, Pete, how are you, buddy?
Good. I don't know if you remember back in the day, the Dunkaroos.
Oh, I love Dunkaroos. Oh.
They came back out, like, I don't know, I want to say like a year or two ago, and I saw them at like a grocery store, and I picked them up and I tried them. They were the most disgusting thing.
So what are
I used
Dunkaroos?
To love them when I was a kid.
So Dunkaroos, they came in a package.
And, like little crackers.
Yep, you would get crackers, yeah. And then it came with like cake frosting with like sparkles on it, and you would dip the kangaroo-shaped cookies into the frosting and eat it.
Oh, so you can frost your own
frosted
cookie.
Exactly. Yeah. It was amazing. You know what, here's the thing, Pete. You bring up why this is a problem, the discussion we're having. Either it never tastes the way you remember it, or the new product is no good. Because I had the same experience with Ecto Cooler.
Yeah, we did that on the show.
Yeah. For those who don't know, it was a high C drink that was tied in with the Ghostbusters cartoon show.
Uh-huh.
You could buy Ecto Cooler everywhere. They did a re-release of it a couple years ago.
Yeah, you bought it, right?
I bought a case of it, and it was like drinking battery acid.
But your taste buds change over the years, too, as you mature.
Maybe. I got bored with it.
But I mean, like, you know. Your tongue kind of gets numb after a while.
Okay, I don't know what part of life you're in, but I am not there. My tongue still works just fine. Ask your mom. Thank you. Thank you.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
No, there's no arguing. People from outside these places love what they do.
Okay.
It brings in hundreds, thousands, tens of thousands, some neighborhoods, people to just see the work they've put in. But living in them is something that you argue would be a nightmare.
Yeah, it... Just describe it. Nobody signs up for this.
No, they do, actually, because they participate in it. You're hanging out in the break room. Watch this classic rock, 96.5. WCMF, a story. Was it from 13 Wham News 8? Kimmy, I forget. You found it.
None of this. I don't know.
Doesn't matter. Talks about Endicar Drive in Irondequoit, or as it is known around Christmas time,
what's that?
The Little North Pole in Irondequoit. So it is one of these neighborhoods that is chock full of over-the-top light displays from people that want to spread Christmas cheer.
So the whole neighborhood kind of goes in on it and goes lights over down the yard.
There's a lot of homes that are like over-the-top.
Oh,
lights.
Yeah, as Tommy likes to say, lights over down the yard.
Right down the yard.
And it's very impressive. Look, I'm a sucker for stuff like this, right? Like, I find it fun.
You ooh, bright lights.
They all coordinate.
Yep.
Big old bright lights.
Okay. Here's what I'm curious about.
What are you curious about, Beth?
All right. This stuff only exists during Christmas time.
Mm-hmm. Thank God.
So unless you are buying a home during Christmas time, Kimmy, you would not know that you are moving into a neighborhood that does that.
No, especially if you didn't grow up in the area, you might not know that this neighborhood's known for this.
Yeah, because I mean, I grew up in Gateway. I had no idea. I've lived in Rochester my whole life that this was one of them. Do people moving into these neighborhoods, are they told before this is a thing?
I hope.
Especially if you're taking over a home that, you know, did it over the top, right? Because a lot of them, it's like a whole row, so you don't want to be the only house that didn't, you know, even if you put up a few lights, looks like you did next to nothing.
Okay, so that's a factor. But even if you're going to decline to participate, nobody's bothered by that. I mean, there's going to be a lot of traffic coming through your neighborhood for a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. The inconvenience of it all.
Yeah.
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 As soon as the sun goes down, here come the dicks, the light dicks.
But past that, 252-WCMF, if you were told before you bought this house that this was a neighborhood that did something like this, I can't figure out if this would make people want to live there more or if this would keep people away from wanting to live there.
Well, first of all, like, to participate, it's going to be expensive. You've got to go buy all that crap and put it in your yard.
Sure.
I mean, and there's a reason why there's four fuse boxes in the garage, right? So that's a lot of work, tear up, set down, do all that crap.
But again, let's say I don't have to participate.
You're just going to live there.
Yeah, because
you're part of it still.
I'm looking at the story. It was on 10NBC last night. There is a house in the background that's just dark. There are no lights, right? I mean, you would still be living around all those lights.
Yeah.
All night.
And you would have those people coming in and out of the neighborhood.
It would be a nightmare.
You may even have some extension cords running through the yard.
So, like, does the average person want to live in a situation like that? Or are they trying to avoid it at all costs?
I feel like you don't know until you're in it. So if you're buying, let's say you're buying the house in like spring, summer, and somebody mentions that to you, and you're like, okay, not a deal breaker. We're going to go through with this. I don't think you really realize what you got yourself into until you live through it for a season. It may be too late.
But no, it's not maybe. It's too late. What are you going to do? Sell the house again? Yeah. You just moved in there.
Yeah, it's got to be it can't be a selling point. It's got to be a negative.
I don't know, man. Like, there are people that would love to be a part of that community.
But that's a small part
it, is it?
Yes.
We have a ton of these neighborhoods in the greater Rochester area. Like, every town has multiple places you can drive through where all of the houses are lit up and they are bringing people through. They have amateur, illegal radio stations that you can listen to when you drive through the neighborhood, right?
Yeah.
But messing with our signal. People are trying to listen to the funny. Now we're getting Christmas music run out of Dan's
basement.
There
is a positive.
Right. And, like, and then, you know, it's some questionable podcast being broadcast for the rest of the year.
Oh, we know that guy.
Tell you about the government.
Don't some of those homes, too, actually play music on speakers?
Yes, they do.
Because that would get to me more, I think, than the lights, is the noise of it all.
Okay. And you're right, there's only a handful of Christmas songs that everybody wants to listen to, so you'd be hearing them on repeat all the time.
All night long. And the lights, just the lights getting in and out of your house all night, the blinking lights would drive me nuts. I'm going to have a goddamn seizure.
You're literally quoting the Grinch movie right
I know.
Now. Like, are you serious? Are you serious?
What? I don't want to be stuck in the middle of Christmas hell.
I love how you say this. If your wife lived in one of these neighborhoods, you'd move in. You'd move in right into her house. You wouldn't say a damn
word. Well, it's a financial thing.
Okay.
I wouldn't be happy about it.
Maybe a man who doesn't own a house shouldn't be talking about where he would prefer to live.
And I have lights, but I have, you know, limited.
Limited lights.
Well, I got little.
Kimmy, would you want to live in a place like this, or would you avoid a place like this?
I think it would be kind of fun, especially if you have kids.
Hey, but you ain't got no kid.
No, I know. But I'm
wow,
she doesn't have kids.
But I'm saying, Christ. Like,
and she does this every night. That might have a little side effect.
Well, that might be more fun.
It's not acid, you idiot. Yeah.
I don't know what it does. She's saying it's way stronger than the stuff I smoked as a kid.
What, are you doing reefer madness now?
No,
she ate a baby.
They're smoking that skunk weed.
That's why she doesn't have a kid. She had one and she ate it and she forgot. I ate a baby. I'm Kimmy. Reefer madness.
The roses in the bassinet.
252. 252 to BCMF. We're talking about IndyCar Drive in Irondequoit, or as it is known, according to 10 ABC.
Void Arena.
The Little North Pole of Irondequoit. I think I'm going to take a ride out there over
the next
week.
Are you going to drive? No, hates driving. You're
going to
drive from Henrietta to Irondequoit. That's an hour drive for you.
Not an hour
drive. That's the point of it, though. You're hitting other places along the way.
Oh, that's even better.
And there's lots of fun things to do out there. Maybe I'll stop at Don and Bob's. Maybe I'll salute where Vic and Irv's used to be.
Okay. Nothing like a... Why would you go down there with the dead of night, eat a burger? Stop by a beach joint.
I'm saying I'm just down there already. Maybe I'll stop by there.
Right.
The onion rings are delicious.
They
you can't
are
get
good.
Onion
they
rings like that anywhere else. Shut up. You don't know what you're talking about.
I like onion rings.
No, you don't like onion. When's the last time you had an onion ring?
Oh. Probably the 70s. No, I've had. When I was fat, I had onion rings.
Okay, you haven't been fat in like 25 years, so then shut up.
All right,
about
so 25 years ago.
Okay.
Quarter century.
Tell me if I'm wrong, too, because I did live in a neighborhood where there was an over-the-top house.
Okay.
And people would like people would come to see it. It was just like...
But this was just one house.
It was just one house. Okay. But I think like if you live in a neighborhood where somebody goes all out, you kind of brag about it.
Yeah.
You know, even if it's, let's say you're inconvenienced by it, I think when you're telling other people about it, you're kind of bragging.
No, to her point, there's a house in my neighborhood that looks
like... You got to see it.
It looks like the Griswold house.
Yeah. Oh.
And like it's just all... I tell people about it all the time. I live in that neighborhood.
It is weird, though, that's your hobby.
Lights?
Like, gaudying
up
your house.
I think it just keeps growing every year for a lot of those homes.
I figure the guy just doesn't want to talk to his wife. He's going to go out and do this.
I'm assuming his wife asked him to do it.
Yeah. It's a family thing.
Yeah.
And like I said, it spreads to other homes.
It is. It's like a virus.
Yeah. Right? Much like gonorrhea.
We'll take, I'm sorry. I want to read this one message before we move on. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Vex Patriarch writes, interesting fact, in the 90s, the fire department had to step in and shut down some of the displays that went above and across the street. The ladder would not clear the display.
Oh.
Interesting.
Damn. Wait, so they strung lights over the street?
This is according to Vexed Patriots.
Yeah, that's pretty goddamn dangerous.
All right, let's take one call. I do love talking Christmas lights.
Sure.
It's that time of year, Tommy. Rick lives in the Little North Pole.
Oh.
He's on CMF. Oh. Hey, Rick, how are you, buddy?
No, I don't live there, but I grew up in Irondequoit, and I've been there every single year, and it's pretty cool.
He says it's cool. Rick is on the cool side.
Okay.
It's pretty cool. I guess it could get a little annoying at times, but it's fun, it's cool. And I was thinking that are there companies out there that will do this to your house?
Yes.
Because there's a couple houses out there that have a ton of lights. And you got to figure that some of this stuff is running on generators that are tucked away somewhere. And it's really cool. And some of the houses, very few, don't have nothing. I figured they took off their snowbirds. They took off the floor.
Oh, that's a good call.
That's possible, yeah.
All right.
Well, yeah, I heard some running on generator, Pat.
Rick, great call, buddy. Have a good rest of
the day. One of them Terry Clifford generators.
It had to go old man on it.
Oh, yeah.
I wonder if
pretty cool, though.
I hear. Very cool, pretty cool.
Very cool?
Yeah. And some of them snowbirds, you know, they're out of there. They're in Florida.
Don't be a dick. It's Christmas time. Don't be a dick.
Town's full, okay?
Of lights.
Damn right it is, Kimmy. And you know what I heard?
What's that?
Fine jean floats all asses. How did you put it?
I don't remember.
Damn it. That would have been a great.
A good pair of jeans floats all
it's
butts.
Passed. I screwed it up. Let's take a break.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.